When it comes to housing, most young Czechs dream of a trendy city flat. But some pioneers of green living are heading out of town to rebuild country cottages and acquire the skill of making their own homegrown produce. In town, baking one's own bread, when there are several dozen different kinds now available on the market, is a fashionable trend. But for many proponents of green living, it's a way of life. Some have now gone a step further. Instead of rebuilding country cottages, they are designing and building their homes from scratch using straw bale construction technology. The inspiration comes from abroad. The technology has been developed and perfected in countries like the United States, Australia and Great Britain. But in the Czech Republic, young people looking to build their own straw house are largely dependent on sharing know-how. There are some 40 straw houses now scattered around the Czech Republic, all built in the past decade, and most people who have one helped build someone else's home first in order to acquire the skills. Jakub Vihan, a construction engineer, designed his straw home and built it in just 3 weeks with the help of volunteers.
Vidím v tom jednoduchost a zdravý žití.
Ten prostor bude mít svůj určitý kouzlo.
I like the simplicity of the design and the healthy lifestyle. You won't find any harmful chemicals in this home, just bales of straw, a frame, and plastering inside and out. There are no sharp angles or corners here. I wanted a round shape to make the inside feel cozier.
Způsobí, že se cítíte útulně.
The house was built out of 350 bales of straw, using old doors and windows to save money. Overall, it costs 400,000 crowns, less than half a million, and Jakub is hoping to save more on its excellent insulation qualities. The house is fire resistant and meets all existing construction regulations. Its new owner is confident it will still be standing and serving its purpose in 200 years' time. He plans to furnish it and move in this summer. Meanwhile, his team of helpers all have plans for their own dream home.
I would love to build something like this, even if it's just a small cottage.
We are planning to build a house like this of our own.
Vidím v tom jednoduchost a
this is about simplicity and a healthy lifestyle.
A zdravý žití.
People who have undertaken to build their own straw home say that being actively involved in the process gave them a stronger sense of ownership and a feeling of immense satisfaction. They have a home they can fully identify with. While the building of straw houses is still regarded with some degree of skepticism by the locals, architect Bohumír Prokop says things may be different in a few decades.
Dnes to vidíme hlavně na mladších lidech, kteří
it's natural that you see young people embracing this trend, people who favor green living in more ways than one, and who are proud to own a house with a negative carbon footprint. This is not for our generation or that of our fathers. It's for the young in search of a different lifestyle.
Logicky v tom hledají nový způsob vlastně životního stylu.
Viktor Karlík is the proud owner of a straw family house and assists others in fulfilling their dream.
Prvotní inspirace se nechal asi před 4 až 5 lety vlastně na přednášce, která probíhala v Brně, kterou pořádala fakulta.
I was first inspired by a lecture at the construction faculty in Brno 4 or 5 years ago. It was called Healthy Homes and focused on bale straw construction. I was hooked right away, although at the time my interest centered mainly around clay houses. I was fascinated by the old building techniques of our predecessors, that they dug a hole in the ground for a cellar, and then proceeded to use the material in the form of clay to build a construction that lasted, in some cases, 500 years.
Užíval už době, co vyšel z jeskyně, a momentálně existují třeba stavby, které jsou staré 500 let a stále slouží.
Viktor Karlík's one-story family home, which he now inhabits with his wife Katarina and his 2 children, was a great learning experience on the grounds of which he can now advise others. Finding an architect to design such a house proved extremely difficult, and numerous problems cropped up in the process of building it, such as finding bales suitable for construction and builders who were willing to try their hand at it. Gradually, he got together a team of experts interested in green living, and straw houses in particular, and they set up an association called Baobab that now offers its services to people who are interested in building a straw house. Although his interest in clay houses persists, he says the association specializes in straw as its main building material.
We are focusing on straw as a building material because of its potential. It is easily accessible and allows a great deal of flexibility. The size of the bales we use is quite large, 70 by 50 centimeters and 40 in height, so it is easier to build with than bricks and provides much better insulation. Of course, you need to use other materials for the groundwork, roof and windows, but we try to use straw wherever possible.
Viktor Karlík says the interest generated by his house and others in the vicinity was considerable, and soon the Baobab Association was organizing weekend workshops and lectures for the public. In the past 3 years, the association has organized 15 workshops and 30 lectures for members of the public. More are in the pipeline this spring. Moreover, green living enthusiasts can look forward to a visit by an internationally respected authority in the field. Barbara Jones, a leading authority in straw bale construction who has written several books on the subject, is to lecture in the Czech Republic sometime this year.